USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The Justice Department has unsealed indictments against 28 people said to be involved in the system that starts with raw chemicals in China and ends up as fentanyl on the streets of the USA. And Attorney General Merrick Garland says it all comes from
the largest, most violent, and most prolific fentanyl trafficking operation in the world. That operation is run by the Sinaloa cartel and fueled by Chinese precursor chemical and pharmaceutical companies.
The indictments include the Chapitos, the three sons of cartel leader Joaquin Guzman, a.k.a. El Chapo. Others indicted are from China and Guatemala. The first charges against suspected classified documents leaker Jack Teixeira are now public. He's accused of unauthorized detention and transmission of national defense information, as well as unauthorized removal of that information. Teixeira made a short court appearance in federal court in Boston today. NBC correspondent Ron Allen in Boston says authorities and reporters are trying to find out more about Teixeira.
He's such a mystery in that he's a 21-year-old person who was in the Air National Guard for just about 2 years, and all this seemed to be happening in a private online gaming chat room. He doesn't seem to fit the profile of a spy or of a whistleblower or someone who had a political motive.
The Justice Department and the maker of the abortion pill mifepristone are both asking the Supreme Court to throw out the ruling by a Texas judge that invalidated the FDA's approval of the drug. Danco Laboratories says it won't be able to do business across the USA if the Texas ruling stands. Quite the mystery along Interstate 10 near the Texas-Louisiana border. It's a big truck hauling a big trailer on which sits a Russian tank. It reportedly was captured in Ukraine, but how it made it to the USA, nobody knows. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Three of the biggest banks in the USA did very well in the first 3 months of 2023. Wells Fargo reports a first quarter profit of just under $5 billion. Citigroup says its profit is $4.5 billion. And J.P. Morgan Chase reports a quarterly profit of more than $12.5 billion. Being a nurse can be one of the most rewarding professions, until one day it's not.
But when it doesn't feel rewarding, it's a little bit easier to make that decision.
That decision being to quit nursing, according to Serena Bumpus, who heads the Texas Nursing Association. She says she understands why a new report says as many as 1/5 of the nurses in the country are planning to quit. She blames the COVID pandemic.
It really pushed a lot of people into a completely different element of compassion fatigue.
Bumpus says it will take more than a salary hike to stop what's coming. The study by the National Council of State Boards of Nursing found that 100,000 nurses left the profession during the pandemic. We're back and forth in Brentwood, California over Arnold Schwarzenegger and a pothole. Earlier this week, the actor and former California governor posted a video of himself and a friend fixing what he says was a pothole near his home in the L.A. suburb of Brentwood. Southern California Gas says that wasn't a pothole. It was an active service trench. Schwarzenegger counters the gas company finished work there back in January, and the trench had not been completely filled. So he did it. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.